In This House With You, The Way I Move in My Mind, by Great Unironic, read by Silvercat 1620. Summary. One time, right after everything, he'd wandered in on Eddie, Nancy, and Robin arguing about a dude named Lestat, and Steve had listened and stared for about 5 minutes before slowly backing out of the room, and then spending the next 2 hours talking himself down from driving his car into the quarry to mercy kill himself. He had a fucking type, all right, and apparently it was nerds with big eyes, bigger hair, and extremely firm opinions on shit. Or, after they survive, Steve and Eddie hook up, and then keep hooking up. Notes. So, this is not the spiciest thing I've ever written, but it is the spiciest thing I've ever let see the light of day. Hopefully some of you enjoy. Title is from Ada Limon's Love Poem with Apologies for My Appearance. Because what is filthy porn without a pretentious title, am I right? After they saved the world with the power of love, friendship, and Eleven Hopper's mind, things in Hawkins just kind of went back to normal. Steve wasn't 100% certain how the shady government folks managed to cover up, well, fucking everything, but they had. Buildings were fixed, streets were repaired, Max was dealing with her broken arms with aplomb and a lot of threats. Eddie Munson, only lightly mauled in the end, got pardoned, though that one may have had more to do with Chief Hopper's influence than anything, and the impressive glare he'd leveled at Powell upon his return. And life went on in Hawkins as it always had. Which was to say, a little fucking weird, but no one was going to look a gift horse in the mouth, right? Life was good. The kids were happy, and everything was normal. Well, everything except for the one notable exception of how Steve and Eddie were fucking like rabbits. That was new. Let him be clear, though. It wasn't a bad thing, not by any stretch of the imagination. Steve realizing he was significantly more queer in the aftermath of the apocalypse number 4, but right before number 5, was so low priority in the face of, like, the total collapse of the world as they knew it. It had only registered as a minor meltdown in the bathroom mirror before he figured, yeah, well, this might as well happen. He'd briefed Robin right after. They'd had a bit of a cry and then hugged a lot, and then, on the eve of the final battle, he and Eddie had smoked a joint and proceeded to relieve each other of their respective virginities. Steve's dude one, Eddie's entire one. In the back seat of the Beamer. And then they'd slammed Vecna/Henry/One's whole ass into a dumpster. And then he and Eddie had done it again. And again. And again. And again. And... well, you get the fucking point, right? It's not like Steve was complaining, either. Far fucking from it, because sex with Eddie was actually pretty top-notch, despite them being brand new at the gay sex thing and each other, fumbling their way through and also being subjected to the world's most traumatizing safe sex talk, Homosexual Boys Edition, with Jim Hopper and Joyce Byers. Hopper looking like he would rather have let that Russian Demogorgon take him out than have this conversation, and Joyce with an earnest smile and a truly alarming amount of pamphlets and zines she'd gotten from somewhere Steve really didn't want to contemplate. He'd spent the entire time mortified, overwhelmed, and somehow grateful, and also with the sneaking suspicion that they were the warm-up act. Anyway, yeah, the sex was good. The sex was great. If there was some sort of sexathlon, he and Eddie would be winning trophies hand over fist. They would go all state, okay? It was so good that it was actually kind of gave Steve pause a few times, wondering if boobies had ever truly done it for him. Had he been living a lie this whole time? He was pretty sure they did, that he hadn't been. It was more, he thought, that Eddie did it for him more than anyone else ever had, which... yeah, also upon reflection, sort of tracked. One time, right after everything, he'd wandered in on Eddie, Nancy, and Robin arguing about a dude named Lestat, and Steve had listened and stared for about 5 minutes before slowly backing out of the room, and then spending the next 2 hours talking himself down from driving his car into the quarry to mercy kill himself. He had a fucking type, all right. And apparently it was nerds with big eyes, bigger hair, and extremely firm opinions on shit. And Eddie was the king of them all. Loud and lovely and an absolute loser. And he was slipping him the D on the reg. It was possible, he thought, that Steve was slightly in over his head with this whole fuck buddies thing. Had maybe miscalculated a tiny bit. Had maybe, just maybe, misplaced his heart. Just a little. Nobody look at him. But it was fine. It was great. Steve was having the best time of his life, sexually speaking, and also, like, in general, maybe, too, which was frankly pretty depressing to think about. So was Eddie, it seemed. At the very least, sexually for him, too, if he could judge by how often he grabbed Steve by the hand, or by the ass, or the dick, and dragged him off somewhere so one of them could get on their knees, or their back, or their stomach, or up against the wall. What he was saying was that he'd gotten more ass, so to speak, in the last 3 months than he had since he'd started having sex. And really, he could not oversell just how good it was. For entering the relationship as the partner with zero experience, Eddie certainly made up for it with sheer enthusiasm and an eagerness to learn. Maybe it should have been surprising given that he'd flunked out of high school twice, or maybe it was just that bringing Steve to orgasm was a significantly more interesting task than world fucking history. But either way, Eddie put his entire back into it, metaphorically and physically. To wit, this very moment with Steve, polo still on, but jeans long fucking gone, bent over the little island in the tiny kitchen in the shitty apartment he'd moved into when half the Harrington house slipped into a sinkhole back in March, and Eddie on his knees behind him with his tongue in his ass like Steve was a Tootsie Pop and Eddie needed to prove that Al fucking wrong. Shit. That was a bad analgesic or whatever. He was going to have a really unfortunate reaction next time that commercial came on. But also, to be fair, Steve was pretty sure his brain was leaking out of his dick, so the fact that he thought anything at all was pretty much a miracle. So Eddie was tongue-fucking him like it was his job and the rent was due tomorrow, and Steve was moaning in a manner not unlike a cat in heat, and he was a big enough person these days to not feel ashamed of it. He felt so goddamn good. He always did with Eddie because Eddie played him like an instrument, like his guitar, and there was nothing he loved more than his guitar. He'd made Steve make sounds he'd never made before, brought him to newer and increasingly higher highs, and Steve knew they were only ever burning off steam, the two of them, burning off all that excess, shit, we almost died like 20 times, energy. But shit, he was going to ruin him for anyone else. Had already, to be honest, he thought. Shut the fuck up, he told his heart. Mind your business. Eddie, he panted. Shit, Ed, I'm ready. Baby, I've been ready. Put it in me already. He pulled back from his ass with a noise that was going to haunt Steve's dreams and said, raspy and raw, I don't know. I think I've got a good few hours left down here. Hours? I will break your tongue off in my own ass. Promises, promises. Just get up here, he demanded, looking over his shoulder and down at Eddie's flushed face and grinning wet mouth. He licked his lips and Steve's hips jerked involuntarily against the counter. He watched Eddie's eyes watch the movement and thought, two can play this game, and let loose a high, soft moan. Did it again. He said, baby, please, I want it so bad. Give me your dick, please, baby, you always make it so good for me. Eddie's eyes dilated just a bit, and Steve suppressed a smirk. He asked, don't you want to make it good for me? Fuck you, Eddie ground out, dropping his hand to his denim-clothed crotch and digging the palm of his heel into himself. I'm counting on it, Eddie, baby. He turned his head back forward, dropped it down to hang between his arms on the kitchen counter. He stuck his ass out, just so. Can't you see how ready I am for you? Don't you want to get your cock in there? Fuck me so, so good. Peripherally, he could see Eddie stand, press his hand into the hard line of his dick, and then his hands were grasping Steve's hips, pulling him away from the counter and into, fuck yeah, into that beautiful hard line, leaving a mess of spit on the front of Eddie's jeans. He said, bed. I'm going to fuck you into the mattress until you're crying. Promises, promises, Steve echoed. They stumbled in the direction of the bedroom, Steve ripping his polo off and Eddie hopping around on one foot and then the other to finally lose his jeans. They threw themselves onto the bed, pawing all over each other, and Steve blindly slapped at his bedside table to grab the lube and press it into Eddie's hand. I thought you said you were ready, sweetheart, he said. Emotionally, not physically, baby. Get with the program. Eddie huffed and laughed, slicked up his fingers, and shoved two into Steve without preamble. With a groan, his eyes rolled back into his head, and he bore down on the fingers, moving almost unconsciously. When they'd first banged one out, Steve had been delighted, and slightly frightened, to be honest, to discover that Eddie was packing beneath those ripped black jeans of his, and Steve had and would continue to pledge his allegiance to it, but he would be lying if he said he wasn't a total fan of Eddie's fingers. Long, calloused, and dexterous, Steve finally got why chicks digged musicians. Steve was 100% on board, and he'd never judge someone showing up at a party with an instrument and an agenda. He might make fun of them if they sucked, but at the end of the day, he had to respect the game. It wasn't just his fingers if he was going to come completely clean, and fuck it, if he couldn't in the privacy of his own head, where else could he? He liked Eddie's whole everything, obviously. His smile and his laugh and the way he was just so goddamn weird. And he liked the line of his shoulders beneath his leather jacket, the curve of his surprisingly delicate waist. He had strong calves with a smattering of wiry dark hair that stopped mid-thigh, toned arms, and all the tattoos that painted his body, even the fucking bats. He wished sometimes that they had met younger, had gotten started younger, because Eddie was so fun and vibrant, and Steve couldn't believe he hadn't lived his whole life with him to this point. But he knew it wouldn't have worked out. Steve needed to be where he was now to have this thing with Eddie. It wouldn't have worked out earlier. He'd just have to settle for whatever time he could give him going forward. They were both pretty pent up, early threats notwithstanding, so Eddie made quick work of getting Steve to take his cock as they sloppily made out, not so much kissing as just sliding their open, panting mouths together, Eddie sucking messily on his tongue. He moved from two fingers to three, then briefly four as soon as he thought he could. Steve kept flexing his hips and twisting them, working himself down on them, faster and faster, telling him between wet, sticky kisses, "I'm ready, baby. I'm ready." Eventually, he truly was, as pushy as Steve could get, and as much as Eddie always gave it into him. He was never actually going to do anything that would hurt him, so Eddie made him wait. But then he was getting the condom on, putting it on with a smooth, one-handed motion while his other pinched the soft skin of Steve's inner thigh, and then petted in equal measure. He lined himself up, organized Steve's legs around his waist, and rolled his balls in the palm, briefly as he moved them carefully out of the way, before lining up and sinking in a single, forceful glide that stole the breath from both their lungs. "Baby," breathed Eddie. He pumped in and out once, twice, three slow, soft times. Steve clenched around him, ground down, and Eddie said, "How do you want it, baby? Like this? You want it all soft and sweet? Want me to make love to you, baby?" Steve did. Sweet fuck, he did. But he shook his head and said, "I thought you said you were going to fuck me through the mattress and make me cry." He shot him a wicked smirk from within the curtain of his hair. "Sweetheart, who said we couldn't do both? Make me cry," he said, because he was worried something else entirely might slip out as he said, "Yeah, make love to me until we break the bed. Make me cry, Ed. Fuck me so hard and good that I forget my own name." Eddie snapped his hips into him. Steve's eyes rolled back into his head. He did it again, hitched one of his legs a little higher, and then once more. "That good, baby?" Moaned Steve. Then, "Do I feel good around you?" "Yes, yes, God, Stevie, you have no idea what you do to me," Eddie said lowly. He pressed another too wet and perfect kiss against the corner of his mouth, licked at it then too. "You feel so, so good around me. Your hole is so tight, it's so hot. I never thought I could fuck you forever, baby. You want me to fuck you forever?" He moaned again, wordless. Fuck, he said harshly. Shit, I will. I'll fuck you over and over. Keep my dick inside you after I go soft. Have you ride me like that until I'm hard again. Then keep doing it until I'm dripping out of your fucked out hole. Oh, shit, Addie, Steve said. Too much? Not enough. Harder, baby, please. Eddie obliged. The thick wooden headboard of his bed began to move in time with their bodies. He moaned again, louder. Oh. Oh, baby, yeah. Just like that, he said. He worried at his lips, reached down to lay his hand on his belly, pressing hard and imagining he could feel Eddie moving within him there. He groaned and said, Ed, you're so deep. You're so deep. Ed, baby, fuck me. God, yeah, baby, give it to me. Just like that. Eddie mouthed at his chin, his neck, his collarbone wet and warm. He asked, is it good? Am I good, baby? Baby, am I good for you? He twisted his hips in punctuation, and Steve made a truly embarrassing noise, tugging at his hair. You're the best, baby. Fuck. You're the best I've ever had, I swear. You're so good to me, sweetheart. Shit! Oh! Oh! Right there, Eddie. Just like that, right there. Oh, God! You're so deep. How are you so deep? I can feel you in my throat, baby. You're so big. Fuck! Groaning, panting, his mouth drifted lower and he lipped at Steve's nipple. His hips pistoned rhythmically, and one hand slipped between them, the backs of his knuckles knocking into Steve's dick, but not stopping. Eddie's thumb pressed into his rim where he was stretched so fucking wide around him. Do you want it harder, baby? You want more? He asked. I know you like it hard, but shit. Tell me what you want, because I want to... Fuck. I want to fill you up, baby. God, can I fill you up, baby, please? Tell me again, okay? Tell me again that I... His thumb pressed just a little harder, slipping in right next to his dick, and Steve fucking wailed now. Shit, his neighbors were gonna hate him. Probably already did, but God, they wouldn't blame him if they saw, okay? If they saw how good Eddie was to him. Oh, yes, yes, oh, fuck, yes, no one fucks me like you, no one's ever fucked me like you, he babbled, feeling barely incoherent, and loving it, because Eddie's thumb was still working in alongside the thick, heavy press of his cock, a motion so smooth that Steve didn't know how he was doing it. How was he not burning up, just like Steve? How was he not? You fucked me so good, baby, you huge cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's so big, baby. Biggest. Never need anyone else. Cock, I want to choke on it. Me. Only me, he said. Begged. He pulled his thumb out, rose up on his knees, his arms under Steve's legs, taking his hips and lower back off the bed, and Jesus Christ! Steve lied earlier. He lied! He hadn't felt him in his throat then, but he did now. He was even deeper. His pace was slow, but brutal, punishing. Eddie bent himself in half over him again, dropping his mouth back in place on Steve's chest, licking it through the hair there again and again. Only mine, baby. You don't need... Only me filling you up. Steve shook his head wildly. The heat in his stomach was building to a peak, tightening, and he wasn't going to last much longer. He was still talking, half speaking over Eddie, half agreeing with him, only vaguely aware of what was coming out of his mouth, saying, I don't, baby, please. I only you, forever. God, Eddie, baby, next time I want you to fuck me raw, baby. I want to feel you all over me, in me. I want to fucking bounce on your thick fucking naked cock. You'll make it so good for me, fucking me all open and naked, baby. Yes, hissed Eddie. He was hitting his prostate with even, steady, slow thrust now, just grinding into the heat of him, and Steve was gonna go fucking blind. He was so good to him, so fucking good. Yes, please, please, I want to be inside you. Come on, just like that, baby. Fuck my pussy, fuck it, Steve breathed, just as Eddie whined against his peck. Mommy. They both froze. For a long moment, the only sound in the room was their harsh breathing. Steve swallowed. Did you say, what did you call? Said Eddie. They stared at each other. Steve did some quick mental calculations. Getting dicked down had been obviously new to Steve's sexual repertoire when they'd first gotten together. He'd made out with a few guys at parties while halfway to blackout, even if hands never went below the belt on any of them. But there'd been the one girl when he was 17 and reeling from Nancy. Some college girl home from spring break who'd picked him up at some house party and slipped him her middle finger when blowing him, and Steve had come so hard he'd seen stars. He'd been pretty sure he'd be into what would go down when going to Poundtown back when he'd had his big gay epiphany in a hospital bathroom, and then after that too, when Eddie complained he was about to die a virgin, and Steve just sort of fucking straddled him in the back of the Beamer and said, "But would you like not to?" And yeah, in his initial assessment had been correct. Great job, Steve, A+ on that investigative report. He did, in fact, love getting fucked, and Eddie loved fucking him, loved giving him what he wanted, and they had spent a lot of time together figuring out even more things they both liked and didn't like. Steve had never been as vocal in bed with anyone as he was with Eddie, and Eddie had been shocked to his core the first time Steve had told him how good he was for him, before proceeding to shoot, untouched, all over Steve's face. And it really did bear repeating just how much Steve was extremely into being a dude who was getting fucked by a dude, with that dude doing everything in his power to give him exactly what he wanted, and more, every damn time. So sure, there had been a lot of other stuff that Steve hadn't quite banked on being into that he was demonstrably very into at the end of the day, so maybe this was, like, part of that? Maybe? Like, okay, like, sometimes Eddie liked to call him princess, okay, or tell him how pretty he was, how sweet and perfect and lovely he was, and he always sort of blushed and stammered after he did it, like he hadn't meant for it to slip out, and Steve didn't know how to tell him it was fine, keep doing it, actually, because it made Steve feel kind of small, but in a way that lit his insides on fire, too. He liked being Eddie's princess, he liked being pretty, and maybe that was... This was just kind of an extension of that? Steve thought about what he'd said, about what he'd asked Eddie to do, and he thought about being pretty and small and kept, and very abruptly he was picturing himself in a bra and panties, something black and lacy, because he figured Eddie would like that. And in his mind, he watched Eddie slide his panties to the side and fuck into him because maybe he'd gotten ready for him. Oh, that was good. And they were too turned on to take them off, and his other hand was going to cup Steve's tit through the fabric and telling him how good his hole, his pussy, felt around him, how wet and fucking tight his pussy was, that he wished Steve could see how his pussy took him, how good Steve's pussy was. Okay. Well, yep. Turned out Steve was like... cumulatively or whatever, just 100,000% freakier than he thought he was like a year ago. But also he was so fucking hard he thought he could maybe cut glass with his dick, so he figured he could work with that. He'd thought about Eddie's thing too, because if he was cool with getting his asshole called a pussy in the heat of the moment and the fantasy was getting his motor turning but good, and also he was already wondering how much Robin would hate him if he used her to take him lingerie shopping in Inti. Where did that leave the whole, you know, mommy, he'd said, his mouth wet and sloppy on the swell of Steve's pectoral. Mommy, he'd said after Steve had all but ordered him to fuck his pussy. Mommy, he'd said, his voice unlike Steve had ever heard it before. He thought about the bra and panty fantasy again. Now Eddie was thumbing his hard nipples under the lace of his bra as he fucked him through the panties, getting them slick with lube and spit and pre-crum, his and Steve's own. Maybe he'd eaten those his loose pussy out before he'd fit himself inside, too. And he knew it wouldn't feel much different, but the idea of it. So he wasn't wearing a condom as he slid home again, and again, in his fucked out pussy, and fuck, fuck, Fantasy Steve wrapped his hand in the hair of Eddie's nape, tugged like he knew he liked, and Fantasy Eddie moaned, "Mommy, please, I want to come in your pussy. Mommy, let me come in your pussy." The fire was still in Steve's gut, unabated. It was probably worse, actually. New heights and all that. Yeah. Okay. He was learning all sorts of interesting things about himself today, wasn't he? Eddie was staring at him with his big dark eyes, something unreadable and nervous to them, and he pulled back slightly, pulled out. Yeah, okay, he thought again. Steve dug his heel into the meat of Eddie's ass before he could get too far and asked, "Where do you think you're going, baby?"
"I put that back where you found it," he said, his heart pounding,
but it wasn't like him to do anything in half measures in the end, so, "And fuck mommy's pussy like you mean it." Eddie made another noise Steve had never heard before. He wanted to bottle it up and carry it with him forever.
"Stevie?" he asked.
He unhooked his legs, sat up, pushed Eddie onto his back and straddled him, his slick hole. No, yep, okay, seriously, he was in fact doing this. It was go time, Harrington. His slick pussy rubbing against Eddie's thick, hard cock.
"Try again," he said. "Put your dick in my pussy, baby, or I'll do it for you. Is that what you want? For mommy to put your dick in his pussy?"
Wide-eyed, Eddie swallowed. He said,
"I can do it for you, mommy."
"Good boy," said Steve. He took hold of himself and slid back into Steve. They both moaned and he rocked carefully in Eddie's lap, their eyes locked. Eddie was breathing unevenly, his fingers digging into Steve's thighs, and he clenched around him, taking his bottom lip into his mouth.
"You look so good riding me, mommy," Eddie said slowly, carefully.
Steve wasn't sure what he was doing could technically be called riding on either of their parts, but the words still made him shiver all fucking over.
"Yeah?
Yeah." They were both breathing so incredibly hard now, despite how slow they were going, but he could barely hear it over the pounding of his heart. He wanted to ask. He couldn't. God, it was always so good, but how was this so much better? He was going to explode.
"Is it good?" asked Eddie.
He bent his knees behind his back, and Steve leaned back against them, hips turning in slow, deliberate circles. He rocked, moaning. Eddie moaned too, said again,
"Is it good? Because you feel so good around me. Do I, mommy? Do I?"
His eyes had drifted closed.
"What, baby? Do I feel good in your pussy? Fuck, I'm so close to your pussy. Feels so good. Can I come inside you? Mommy, can I come inside your pussy?"
Oh, fuck, thought Steve, and immediately came all over himself. He came so hard, in fact, that it hit his chin, and it was probably a fucking act of God or something that didn't have him blacking out and immediately collapsing against Eddie's chest to let him have his way with him.
"Mommy, can I come inside your pussy?"
played on a hysterical loop in Steve's head, and another weak stream of cum trickled from the head of his dick, and, huh, that had never happened before. Slowly, he became aware of the fact that Eddie stilled beneath him, though there was a certain tension in the hips beneath his own that suggested it was an enormous act of self-control that was in play to do so. He blinked and stared foggily down at him, finding his flushed, dark-eyed face staring back up at him. He looked hungry and desperate and in love.
"You're so beautiful," Eddie had told him.
One of his hands reached up to smear the cum on his chin down his throat.
"You're so beautiful, Steve."
Overwhelmed, he slammed his eyes shut and bore down on the still hard cock seated within him. His voice hoarse like he'd been screaming. Oh shit, had he been screaming? He'd probably been screaming. He asked,
"What do you need, baby?" "You," he said. "You, Steve. Mommy."
Fuck yeah. He rolled his hips again, twisting. He was overstimulated and on fire, but he was just... His boy needed him. And yep, this is going to be a thing for him, probably.
He reached down, pulled at Eddie's shoulders until he was sitting up a little, and the angle wasn't great for Steve, but it brought Eddie's face up against his clavicle, his mouth to the cum there, and oh shit, he was licking at it with that soft tongue of his. Oh shit, oh shit. Come on, baby, come on. Give it to me one last time, baby. Come for mommy. Eddie made a terrible, beautiful noise. I'm gonna come in your pussy, mommy. Tell me I can come in your pussy, please. He ran his hands through Eddie's long, sweaty hair, cupped the curve of his skull. Yeah, baby, come in my pussy. Fill me up, baby. Come in mommy's pussy. With one more needy, awful, wonderful groan, mouth open and wide and slurred against Steve's throat, Eddie's hips jerked and froze. Steve tripped back into the fantasy of his mind, imagined the hot, wet heat of him so deep within him, and his dick gave one final desperate jump between their bodies. Steve, Steve, that's it, baby. That's it, good boy. Finally, Eddie collapsed backwards and Steve carefully slid off of him. He took the condom off him, tied it off, and tossed it in the general direction of the bathroom to deal with later. Then he collapsed too, rolling to lie on his back next to Eddie. They lay there, smushed together on his little twin-sized mattress, and panted into the sudden quiet of the room. He chanced to look over, saw Eddie had damn near hanging off the end of the bed, staring up at the ceiling with a sort of shell-shocked, but also blissed out, he hoped. God, had he fucked this whole thing up? Expression on his face. So, Steve said after a moment when the silence got to be too much for him to handle. That was new. Yeah. Eddie blinked, then blinked again. He said, the next time one of the kids jokes about you being their mom, I'm going to pop the world's most embarrassing boner, aren't I? I'm going to have to flee the state for real this time. Probably, he said, turning to look at the ceiling, too. He didn't say he figured it out right there and then with him. Is that a bad thing? A thin, cool hand tucked itself into Steve's. No, said Eddie, voice quiet. No, it's not, just awkward. Oh, okay. Good. Good? Yeah. Good, he said. Because, like, I feel like after that, actually, that I should probably be upfront with you that, this stopped being us just, like, hooking up a while ago. For me, I mean. I'm kind of gone on you is the thing. And if you were weirded out by what happened earlier but thought you could get over it because we have fun, had fun, I just kind of need you to know that, like, it'll probably happen again. I mean, not like all the time, but again, for sure, because I think that's maybe going to be a little bit of a thing for me, especially with you, because of, like, your whole everything, I guess. Kind of lights that fire for me sometimes. And also, I'm pretty stupid in love with you, just, like, cards on the table here. He dropped Eddie's hand, and he made a noise like he'd been just punched right in the throat, but Steve was pretty busy rolling his sweaty, naked, lubed, and cum-stained body into Eddie's filthy, equally filthy one to pay attention to it for that long. He had shit he needed to say. Pretty sure I made it weird first, he told him as Eddie stared up at him wide-eyed, with the whole pussy thing. He offered, I was, like, really into that, too, for what it's worth. Really, really into it. Good, because there was definitely also a panty fantasy in there for me, and I'm going to want your help unpacking later. Panty fantasy? Yeah, me in panties. Also a bra, maybe? You fucking me in them. Possibly for forever, if you're interested. Somehow, Eddie's huge, beautiful eyes got even bigger. A slow smile was spreading across his face. He asked, forever? Give or take another apocalypse, Steve allowed. But yeah. Thoughts?
Positive. Overwhelmingly, in fact.
Steve beamed. Great. Because if we're putting our cards on the table, I'm pretty stupid in love with you, too. Anyway, when do you think you're going to be ready to go again? Because I've unlocked, like, 6 new fantasies tonight, on top of you fucking my pussy through a pair of panties and calling me mommy. Those are just number 7 and 8, to be clear. And I'd like to start checking some stuff off the list, if it's all right with you, baby. He ground himself against Eddie's thigh for good measure, one eyebrow raised. Eddie's eyes sparkled, and with those surprisingly strong arms of his, he flipped Steve onto his back. He grinned, fit to break his face.
I think maybe we can work something out, he said, and bent down, sweetly, to kiss him.
The end.